Well, what a wonderful Wednesday morning it is, beloved. And we're going to be looking at Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. And in today's reading, God appears to Moses at Mount Sinai in the form of a flame coming from a bush. God tells Moses that he has been chosen to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. God's divine name is revealed to Moses. So God's saving word again for this week is mercy and forgiveness. And so let's begin our Bible reading for today. One day while Moses was taking care of the sheep and goats of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, he led the flock across the desert and came to Sinai, the holy mountain. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him as a flame coming from the middle of a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but that it was not burning up. "This is strange," he thought. "Why isn't the bush burning up? I will go closer and see." When the Lord saw that Moses was coming closer, he called to him from the middle of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." He answered him, "Yes, here I am." God said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, because you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So Moses covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have seen how cruelly my people are being treated in Egypt, and I have heard them cry out to be rescued from their slave drivers. I know all about their sufferings, and so I have come down to rescue them from the Egyptians and to bring them out of Egypt to a spacious land, one which is rich and fertile, and in which the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites now live. I have indeed heard the cry of my people, and I see how the Egyptians are oppressing them. Now I am sending you to the king of Egypt so that you can lead my people out of his country." But Moses said to God, "I am a nobody. How can I go to the king and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God answered him, "I will be with you, and when you bring the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain. That will be the proof that I have sent you." But Moses replied, "When I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors sent me to you,' they will ask me, 'What is his name?' So what can I tell them?" God said, "I am who I am. You must tell them, 'The one who is called I am has sent me to you.' Tell the Israelites that I, the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have sent you to them. This is my name forever. This is what all future generations are to call me. So go and gather the leaders of Israel together and tell them that I, the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to you. Tell them that I have come to them and have seen what the Egyptians are doing to them. I have decided that I will bring them out of Egypt, where they are being treated cruelly, and will take them to a rich and fertile land, the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. My people will listen to what you say to them. Then you must go to the leader of, go with the leaders of Israel to the king of Egypt and say to him, 'The Lord God of the Hebrews has revealed himself to us. Now allow us to travel 3 days into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless he is forced to do so. But I will use my power and will punish Egypt by doing terrifying things there. And after that, he will let you go. I will make the Egyptians respect you so that when my people leave, they will not go empty-handed. For every Israelite woman will go to her Egyptian neighbors and to any Egyptian woman living in their house and will ask for clothing and for gold and silver jewelry. And the Israelites will put these things on their sons and daughters and carry away the wealth of the Egyptians." Today's key verse is Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. God said, I am who I am. You must tell them, the one who is called I am has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is what all future generations are to call me. Well, let us pray. Almighty God, you are the one who is called I am, and I know that you are with me always. Guide me this day and lead me in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, tomorrow's reading is going to be Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 through 17, where God gives Moses miraculous power. So this is going to be an exciting reading tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Remember that God is in the process of saving you, your family, and everyone precious to you, and that your life is to be a life that is just full of miracles to the glory of God. God bless.